Hot Business on Hot 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, you probably didn't know this. I certainly didn't. But today is World Cheese Day. So if you've had something with something creamy and decadent on the side, well, you're not alone. In fact, and listen to this, around 20 million South Africans bought cheese in the past month. But behind all of this goodness lies a very serious business. It involves global dairy giants, local preferences, and fast shifting consumer and, I guess, taste behavior. So my question is, who's eating all the cheese? What does it say about South Africa's food economy, culture, and class? So I want to unwrap the layers on this story for you. And we have spoken to him before, and welcome back to the program from the research and analytics company, Andrew Fulton, director at 8020. So Andrew, let's start with the basics. I mean, 20 million buyers in a month, that is either a sign of a booming category or just clever marketing. What is it?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's interesting. It sounds like a very large number, but it's actually fewer than the number of people who drink alcohol in a given month. So that kind of puts it in perspective around what we are spending our money on. It is a large category, but yeah, I mean, alcohol is probably up in those sort of like 23, 24 million. Even fizzy drinks is up there in the sort of 30 million. So it's a big category, absolutely, but there are bigger categories.
So the point about clever marketing doesn't necessarily apply then. And as I rack my brains, I don't seem to really recall a huge amount of collateral in that respect in the consumer space.
I mean, in my mind, there's a whole bunch of images of cows and things, but I can't exactly place which brand that would be. So maybe that's not terribly effective marketing. But I mean, a product as amazing as cheese, do you really need to market it? It just tastes so good and everyone enjoys it. So maybe it doesn't need as much marketing as other.
It depends on what type of cheese and what type of aroma we're talking about. But perhaps that's a conversation that we can have over a glass of wine sometimes with a bit of cheese. But study that you've done also says that cheese is over-indexed to wealth. Fear consumers. I guess that makes sense to me. Is it also a status symbol as much as it is a staple?
I think it is. I mean, one of the things we want to do, we use the MAPS data from the MRF. It's a survey of 20,000 people that's done quarterly. And that's where we got all our information from this. We also did a little dipstick bit of research with Moyo app as well to kind of test some assumptions. But yeah, I mean, it skews to sort of 35 to 50 year old married couples and families in the higher LSMs or SEMs, whichever one you use. And it's the really, you know, what we like about this sort of research is you can see this is most likely what Checkers did before they launched into the cheese category, you know, predating the 60-60 launch in order to kind of pull more customers from Woolies into their offerings. And they've done a really good job. You know, their no-name brands or their private label brands are extraordinarily popular in South Africa and very good quality.
So what, I wonder, do we attribute that to? So we know that the big giant Parmalat dominates, but Checkers and the range that they're offering, this private label range, is growing. Is there anything specific you think that is driving that shift? Or again, does it come down to good in-store display, I wonder?
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, what I've heard is with Checkers specifically, they wanted to own that category because they knew it would get the wealthy feet in the door. They've got a great layout. They've got a lot of options, a lot of varieties. And yeah, it seems to be doing well. And it also correlates strongly if you look at wine drinkers, you know, 3/4 of wine drinkers, and this is bottled wine. I didn't box wine. It's a much lower number. But bottled wine drinkers, 3/4 ate cheese in the past 3 weeks. And for champagne drinkers, it's 80%. So really correlated with the customers that companies want.
Let me push you a little further on demographics. You also say that consumption is skewed towards white and Indian populations. So one would then need to ask the question as to whether the industry is doing enough to create, how do I put this, maybe culturally relevant dairy products for black consumers, if you understand what I'm trying to say.
Absolutely. And I mean, that was the really interesting insight that we got out of this is while we were doing the research, I was expecting, you know, I'm married to an Asian woman, and I expected to read about Asian lactose intolerance because it's a very commonly known issue. But in my research, I found American Journal of Clinical Nutrition found that 75% of African American population is lactose intolerant. So what we were able to do, which I thought was quite interesting, was we asked Moyo app to just test that assumption, asking a simple question like, how do you feel after eating cheese? And, you know, 72% of the cheese market is the black South African population, but half of the people polled in this one survey said that that they do feel some discomfort in their stomach after eating it, either always or sometimes. So there is definitely some work that needs to be done, given that this lactose intolerance is a fact, not a fiction. How do we find cheeses that are more suited to the Black African palate?
And that barrier, or in terms of lactose intolerance, is critical. And then you've got to ask the question, I guess, is the market missing a trick by not pushing harder on that kind of innovation? The answer is probably yes. But how do you start that process, I wonder?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. We did engage with Lactalis a bit for this piece of work. We were hoping we could get some information, some quotes from them. And they did say that they're aware of that and they are producing products. I mean, Lactalis owns Parmalat, it owns Lancewood, Crystal Valley. It owns Melrose and Bonita, Parmalat, Melrose and Bonita. And they've got vegan options, which you know, sort out the lactose intolerance issue. But it seems like maybe the vegan market is one that's more wanting to market to in terms of people willing to spend more. But yeah, there definitely needs to be more work done to get products for our market.
Let me push you a little bit on this company, Lactalis. As you said, owns multiple major brands in South Africa. It's tough for the local cheese industry then, because there surely could be a risk of the sector becoming too concentrated under foreign ownership. Or is that an issue at all, I wonder?
You know, we didn't really get into that. And I guess, you know, as a business owner, you know, competition is good. You know, what Lactalis certainly has done is created a major category. I mean, we wouldn't have 20 million people eating cheese if it wasn't for them. So I think it does create also a market for these niche cheeses. You know, one of those we mentioned was this Dalewood Huguenot, which is made from Jersey cows in the Cape Winelands. And it's a lovely cheese. You know, I think it does open up the category to more people, and therefore they move into more sort of smaller and more bespoke products.
I find that percentage that you gave me, I think you said 80% of wine and champagne drinkers are also buying cheese. I don't see enough cross-promotion within that lifestyle economy.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting thing. I did a sommelier course about 20 years ago when I first came to South Africa, and a number of the people said to me that, like, wine doesn't actually pair that well with cheese. You know, it pairs much better with sort of pastas and meats and fishes and stuff, which I found interesting because, I mean, you always associate them together. They're now highly correlated. So I'm not too sure, you know. I mean, and maybe in the market, because they've got to put the alcohol off in the corner, you can't sort of put them next to each other as easily as you could. Maybe they should stick some cheese in the fridge with the champagne and try to get some cross-sell that way.
Yeah, I mean, just speaking from experience, Andrew, after my third glass of wine, I've always found that it pairs very well with cheese, but then again, it pairs very well with anything at that point. But fascinating look at the cheese economy in South Africa. Andrew Fulton, thank you very much indeed. I'm sure we'll talk to you again as you bring out another survey. He is a director at the research and analytics company 8020.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.